Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into this fourth and final hour. We have a guest joining us, Charlie Skelton, writer of the Evening Standard and London Guardian from Spain at the 2010 Global Government Conference, the Bilderberg Group Conference that kicks off tomorrow. They've already closed the hotel and globalists are arriving. And here's the headline, Our Man at Bilderberg, 2010. So that is coming up in about 30 minutes with that information. Now, for the first half of this hour, I want to get Paul Joseph Watson on, who wrote the article last week for PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the open conspiracy, the Bilderberg Group. And, I mean, this is a big deal. They psychologically, for the last half century, told you there's no world government, no banking elite, no such thing as fractional reserve banking. The Federal Reserve is federal. Just forget about it. Now they've engineered a global collapse. They're bringing in world government. They're preparing to plunge the dollar and the euro even more, openly announcing world government. But all the yuppies have been told it doesn't exist. So even when the news admits world government's here, the yuppie says, well, I'm a winner. And winners don't recognize that exists. So I'm going to let the government take my job and my pension fund because I'm a trendy. Well, they're going to do what they're going to do. We've got to reach out to people that understand what's happening and reverse all this. So a lot of news coming out right now out of Bilderberg. And we've also got the Times of London and others reporting the secret of Bilderberg Club ready for protest. So we've gone from world government not existing to the media admitting it's being set up and people aren't addressing the puppet presidents and prime ministers anymore. They're addressing the actual power structure. And that's why Brzezinski said 2 weeks ago, top global strategist, that the new world order is in trouble because for the first time in world history, the entire globe is awake to the true power structure. So we should all be celebrating. Once the real enemy is identified, they can now be defeated instead of us fighting windmills. Paul Watson joining us from England. Break down the latest developments.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson via video Skype, looking like the Grinch that stole Christmas. Hey, Watson, good to have you here with us. A lot going on. So many years interviewing him and to have him from England on video. It's just weird. Watson, we're about to go to break, but tell us what's coming up after the break.
Well, yeah, the fact that Bilderberg is now an open conspiracy is exemplified today with this London Times article. 10 years ago, the London Times, which is the premier establishment newspaper next to the New York Times and Washington Post, they wouldn't even mention the fact that Bilderberg existed. And now today they're reporting not only who's attending, but what their agenda will be. So, again, that underscores the fact that everything that Bilderberg are talking about is now public and is now in our faces.
Also, you've got a report out at PrisonPlanet.com about Iran announcing $40-plus billion of U.S. currency they're going to dump in favor of gold. That should cause some fireworks.
Well, that's right, because Bilderberg are basically in a blind panic about the euro collapsing, because for them it represents the embryonic global currency. We know that the ultimate agenda is to move towards a one world currency, and that's exactly what IMF chief and Bilderberg member Dominique Strauss-Kahn recently said at a meeting of elitists in Zurich. So they're in a blind panic about the situation with the euro, and now that Iran and other central banks in the Gulf are quickly heading for the exit door, it's a big panic situation amongst the Bilderberg members.
Paul Watson joining us via video Skype from England, straight ahead. By the way, the audio is awesome. It's like he's in studio. I love it. Simulcasting and all at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day. All my films, my book, Watson's book, the live video feed of the show. You can't beat it. Higher quality podcast, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, LIV52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson, the editor of PrisonPlanet.com, joins us for the next 20 minutes or so. Then we have London Guardian reporter Charlie Skelton joining us from Spain, the site of Bilderberg, 2010. Watson, you've written a lot of articles about what's happening globally around the planet, what's happening with the economy, with currencies, and, of course, the Bilderberg Group. If we have new listeners tuning in, we're saying, why do we care about the Bilderberg Group? Well, as Jim Tucker and many others have proven, they can predict 2, 3, 4 years beforehand what's going to happen from their sources in Bilderberg and also talking to people. They'll get there a few days before. I've done this myself a few times. Talk to the servants, you know, the staff at the five-star hotels, and they'll say, I've been told not to talk to you. I'll be fired. And I go, after you're treated like crud, after you hear them openly laugh about enslaving us, you know, give me your number, and I'll call you after the fact. And then they call you going, my God, they're planning to enslave us. I want to tell you. And you find out everything. And we've been on record with all of this. And, of course, it's just one of the big meeting groups of the overall world government. But, Watson, let's break down what's happening with the world government right now. Because the good news from every source, including Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of their top minions, is that they are getting in deep trouble. And, you know, they're kind of like the cartoon cat in a old cartoon with 100 dishes and plates trying to balance things, and it's only a matter of time till they stumble. Of course, in that process, it's going to be very, very messy, should we say. So joining us via video Skype, Paul Joseph Watson, break it down.
Well, yeah, just to pick up on what you just mentioned with the secrecy aspect, they're having problems with leaks coming out of Bilderberg, and obviously this has intensified over the last few years. And now we learn out of the London Times report today that most Bilderberg members, certainly the most prominent ones that are going to be there today, are bringing their own staff. So whereas they'd normally rely on hotel staff to do all the cooking and cleaning and washing and all providing all the services for them, now they're bringing their own in-house staff, and that's explicitly to prevent leaks of information getting out to Bilderberg sleuths that are there on the scene. So they're very concerned about secrecy and things coming out. But as we've, you know, the theme is that it is now an open conspiracy, because Bilderberg members who get together once a year are revealing their agenda to their own flock beforehand. And this comes out in CFR speeches and in speeches such as the one I mentioned before the break, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who gave a speech in Zurich. So all this is coming out before they even meet, which is why the topics of their conversations are already known to us beforehand. And certainly top of the agenda this year is the collapse of the euro, because for Bilderberg, the euro represents their embryonic one world currency. Now, they already broke the terms of their own Maastricht Treaty to bail out Greece, which they said they would never do. But they did it because they're in a blind panic about the fact that the euro is basically on its way out. You've got Iran, you've got other central banks fleeing from the currency. And if the euro were to go under, then it would expose the inherent weakness of continental monetary unions, and that would all but derail their wider agenda for a one-world currency.
And, of course, I had Greg Palast on, who I want to get back on, by the way, next week, guys. I had him on a few weeks ago, and he talked about meeting with some of the BBC reporter, high level, with some of the founders of euro, and they bragged. The euro was set up to take control of nations and rob them as an IMF World Bank extraction arm, just like they do Africa, Asia, Latin America, and that this was the plan all along. And so they're holding Europe hostage, saying, we're going to economically destroy you, and you're going to give us all your money and your pension funds and everything. And our media is selling it like, oh, those lazy Europeans, they just want three vacations a year, and you know they want to be able to retire when they're 55 instead of 65. They deserve what's happening. The truth is we can produce unlimited wealth if this fractional reserve debt black hole was removed. This is not free market. This is parasite market. So the battle is joined with Deutschland, Germany, which are big New World Order people, saying politically, no, we're not going along with fresh rounds of looting. So all is not well in the kingdom of the New World Order.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's exactly what Brzezinski said during his CFR speech a couple of weeks ago, that not only was there a global awakening taking place amongst the people, but there was massive infighting within the elite itself, and Germany is very upset about what the EU were, what certain blocks of the EU were forced to do with Greece. So now at the Bilderberg conference in Barcelona, just outside Barcelona, the key men who will be attending are from Spain, obviously, but not only because it's in Spain, but because Spain could become the next Greece. And if Spain goes the same way as Greece, then the euro is basically heading for the toilet.
Yeah, they've already lost their AAA rating last week.
Yeah, they lost the AAA rating. So now the Spanish Prime Minister, Luis Rodriguez Zapatero, is going to give the keynote opening address at Bilderberg. And he's going to be accompanied by the Spanish foreign minister, as well as Spain's former economy minister. So they're basically there to try and reassure the Bilderberg members that Spain won't go the same way as Greece with massive crippling debts, which of course lead to these austerity measures which provoke the riots that we've seen across Greece in the last couple of months. So you've got a heavy presence from Spain, and that's because Spain is in trouble. Part of their problem is not just related to the economic meltdown. It's because of Spain's disastrous effort to implement the green economy, which they were mandated to do by Bilderberg policies, specifically the EU Commission head Barroso, who, you know, coined the term post-industrial revolution, and the green economy is part of that post-industrial revolution.
And it's designed to destroy your economy so you can't pay the bankers back, so they come in and take over. I mean, it's literally economic warfare in the words of the Club of Rome, of the UN, of the head of NASA, of the White House science czar. I mean, this is a group of control freaks engaging in economic siege. And they are carrying this operation out, and we must have Europe throw their behinds out of there.
Yeah, and it's an agenda to reduce living standards, which is what is happening in Europe as the taxes go up and the public services get cut. And it's being felt most painfully in Spain. You've got an unemployment rate in Spain of 18%, and that is a consequence of this green economy, because for every job created as part of the green economy, more than 2.2 jobs are lost. And in fact, a leaked internal document that came out of Spain a couple of weeks ago said that the rate of job loss is in fact worse than 2.2 jobs for everyone gained. So the report basically said, if we don't get out of this post-industrial revolution, this green economy, we're going to face economic ruin. So that's what the Spanish political leaders are at Bilderberg to discuss, is how they can extricate themselves from this green economy, rescue their own economy, and in turn rescue the euro, which is what Bilderberg and the globalists in general need to do if confidence will remain in their agenda to create a global currency. Because if the euro goes, then a big part of their agenda to centralize the world economic system goes.
Separately, your report that's also in Press TV, official organ of Tehran, that fits into this. More and more of the Arab nations and the Persians, the Iranians, are saying they're dumping the dollar right now. And going to gold, and of course you notice gold's been up the last few days. Break that down for us.
Yeah, the Central Bank of Iran announced today that they were going to dump 45 billion euros and exchange it for gold bullion and dollars. And also Chinese state media reported that several Gulf states were going to do the same thing. Now, the major central banks are desperately still clinging to their euros because they're desperately trying to prevent its collapse. And this is evident with clear examples of manipulation in the Forex market, which we saw yesterday when the euro was way down against the dollar. And within the space of 25 minutes, it shot up by 250 pips on the Forex market. So basically, whenever the euro gets down to 121 against the dollar, the ECB comes in with an intervention and then it spikes right back up again. But normally, that intervention would buoy the currency and it would last for days or weeks. But as we've seen today, with the euro flat or even down against the dollar, the last time I looked about an hour ago, it doesn't work anymore, even though the central banks are intervening. Investors and other countries like Iran and Gulf states are still aggressively dumping the euro because they've read the predictions of big financial houses like BNP Paribas, who say that the euro is going to parity against the dollar by next year. And of course, the dollar is going to soon follow in its footsteps.
When we come back, absolutely, when we come back, we're going to get your take from the Times of London. Greece urged to give up euro. The Greek government has been advised by British economists to leave the euro in default on its £300 billion debt to save its economy. The Center for Economics and Business Research, a London-based consultancy, has warned Greek ministers they will be unable to escape their debt trap without devaluing their currency to boost exports. And that's actually true. We'll be right back and get Watson's take on this and the flotilla incident. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
By the way, this video, Skype, is working so well from England. Watson has great political understanding and research. That's why he's one of our chief writers and webmasters. I remember 8-9 years ago when I hired him, watching some of the work he was doing and thinking it was first rate. And he's been part of the team for a long time. So now that we have this, this is a great video slash audio connection to England. We may have to start having Watson sit in occasionally when I'm working on a film or out of town on assignment. Going back to Paul Watson in the 4.5 minutes we've got left before we go to Spain and talk about the Bilderberg group the nearby city of Sitges, where the airspace has now been closed for the owners, the criminal owners of the planet, to nest and plan their next ripoff. We went to break, and we were talking about this headline, Greece urged to give up euro. So this thing is really falling apart quickly, Watson.
Yeah, and a lot of people in Greece said that that's exactly what they should do, but the leadership in Greece have been strong-armed by the globalists to not exit the euro because it would only worsen the crisis of confidence in the euro. So this is what Bilderberg 2010 is going to be all about. How do we save the euro? Because everybody's predicting that it's going to go to parity with the dollar. And every time the central banks try and intervene and push the euro back up again, when it gets to that 121 level, it just sinks straight back down again the next day. So, I mean, this is the euro represents their entire agenda for a world currency. So if confidence is lost in the euro, then it proves that their claims that stability comes with unity are completely false, so it won't allow them to exploit the economic crisis which they created further to get their world government, which is what they've called for.
Well, I want to go back to this article briefly. You know, these little devils aren't gods. They're not in total control, but I think they're basically playing both sides because I remember Trilateral Commission documents from over 20 years ago where they were talking about building up a few competing global currencies and then letting them collapse to bring in the SDR. So these little devils could have a method to their madness where they're claiming they don't want the euro to go belly up, but that's actually a way to save the dollar and then roll it into an SDR.
Well, yeah, if the crisis in confidence in fiat money became so bad, then they would then try to exploit that crisis for a global currency based on SDRs, but I don't see them doing that because from every indication they need to save the euro because it represents their entire agenda. But you're right, I mean, they created the economic crisis from the bubbles that they manufactured, but it seems to be out of control, and it seems that many, even inside the globalist circles, are concerned that the plunge happened too soon and too fast. And now it threatens to wipe out some of the wealth of even those who were somewhat prepared for it. But Bilderberg are talking about prolonging a financial recession for another year. But whether things are too far out of hand for them to adequately manage that situation remains to be seen. So that will be what comes out of Bilderberg this year. So we'll be watching for the different discussions that come out of the conference on that subject.
Well, I was reading U.S., well, at the time, colony newspaper articles. I have some books that are compendiums of newspaper articles and also captain's accounts. I was reading some naval accounts of Newfoundland and areas of the East Coast on the U.S., which was colonies at the time, being robbed by pirates. And it would describe a ship of, say, 18 guns with maybe 60 pirates on it, robbing a port with 2,000 sailors, 500 guns, huge ships. And they even knew that the pirate ship, in the case of this particular pirate captain, was coming. And they still just surrendered to them. And it's the same thing that we're doing today. We have this group of piratical New World Order people, and if we just get the will to say no to them and the will to see through their flim-flam of telling us there's no world government, the banks aren't robbing us, I mean, if we just stand up and wake up, we can brush them aside if we just decide to beat them. I mean, can 2,000 people in a town with hundreds of ships beat 60 people? Well, of course we can. I mean, it's just complete cowardice, Watson, and it's the same parallel today.
That's right, but we're slowly starting to turn the tide and, you know, getting anti-establishment candidates into office, and that's what they're afraid of.
Absolutely. All right, Watson, we'll talk to you again next week via video Skype. joining us here on air. I'll be popping in at least once next week. We'll go to Bilderberg in Spain next, straight ahead. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the key websites. That's Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I was a prisoner of doubt. Not anymore. Okay, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio transmission possible. This Anglophile transmission, a lot of Brits or British expatriates on the show today. We're going to be talking to London Guardian reporter and more, Charlie Skelton, here in just a moment. In fact, I'm looking for my bio on Charlie Skelton because I just... Oh, here it is. I have it right here. He's at the Bilderberg Group meeting in Sitges, Spain right now. It gets started tomorrow, but they've shut down the hotel today. We're going to have Jim Tucker on and some other reporters tomorrow as well, and Charlie will be back with us on Friday. Hopefully he won't get arrested like last time. I mean, I hope he calls us when we're live if he does get arrested again before Friday, but we hope he doesn't get arrested, period. So we'll talk to this daring reporter here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com. It's an atmospheric water generator, kind of like Luke Skywalker's moisture evaporators. and they'll be held to pay if those units aren't fixed in the South Range. But to be serious, it grabs water directly out of the air. They have little units that do 7 gallons a day. They have big units that do thousands of gallons a day. Very affordable. Looks like a high-tech water cooler without the water bottle on top. Acolablue.com, the cleanest, best drinking water you can get, period. Acolablue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And lastly, I want to tell you about my solar backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out mysolarbackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators and solar generators, run quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or campsite or work bench, you know, out in your shed or garage. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, or you just don't like paying the man money, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365 to get a free information package. 877-327-0365. Okay. Now going to Charlie Skelton, who got arrested last year. We were able to actually have him on from the police station when he still had his cell phone. An Oxford University graduate, journalist, for the Evening Standard, The Guardian. He also writes satire and has written quite a few books, and we'll give you his website before he leaves us. He's on TV shows on Channel 4, reality TV, and BBC One. And, of course, in 2009, he covered the secret of Bilderberg Group. He went to basically write satire about it as a joke, but found out it wasn't a joke. And he also writes for the London Guardian. He joins us now from Spain outside the Bilderberg Group resort that they shut down today. So first off, Charlie, good to have you back this year. Tell us about how you got there. You were in the resort, what you saw being thrown out, the type of security you're witnessing right now.
Hello, Alex. We spent a couple of nights in the hotel a little bit cheekily before lockdown, which took place at noon today. And, all the guests left over the last few days because they have the Bilderberg block booking. And they're replaced by the conference organizers who are up to their ears in it. And more and more security men who are just piling in at the moment and the police are piling in, and police helicopters are taking to the skies, and it's the same old thing. You know, it feels very much like Vouliagmeni Mania in Greece last year. In fact, the hotel was very similar. It's up on a hill. There's a small little road that leads up to it, and it's just by the seaside, and, you know, it's a small little sleepy town. And,
the supreme leaders up in their citadel above
exactly,
the rabble, yeah. Scum.
Very much. That is exactly what is happening, and there's the same dynamic of a very few. I mean, more this year, but a few people coming to bear witness to the event.
Pathetic rabble down beneath the walls, with our centurions keeping a close eye on the dangerous scallywags.
There's quite a lot of that, actually. We overheard a few conversations, and we have a source in the conference team as well. And
well, that's big news. You have a source inside the conference team. You were in there and overheard. So just like when I was in, I can back this up. When I was in Canada, but really in Virginia, I was in there the day they shut it down and kind of stayed till the end, till they were trying to throw us out. And there were like security teams, and I was, you know, catching all of it, and every spare room and office area was packed full of security people. Tell us as much as you can about the source without revealing them, and tell us what you overheard, Mr. Skelton.
Well, I can't tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you anything about the source, but I will tell you some interesting things. One of them is that there's a no-fly zone for 4 days over the hotel, and that's being enforced by police helicopters, and that begins at 8 a.m. Tomorrow, which is the first official day of the conference. We spoke to a barman there, and a barman, and we were talking about the cost of this whole thing, and he just said, look, you do not want to know how much this is costing. And, you know, when you think of it, I can't quite get past it in my mind, the sheer cost of this operation, it is huge. And if anyone thinks that it's not a large event, it is. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, you know, it's
and of course, the taxpayers pay with our tax money to protect the criminal rulers.
And to be honest, I don't think the Spanish taxpayers are in any position to be paying for this kind of circus right now.
Well, listen, we're going to know more as the days develop and as you talk to journalists and your source. But, I mean, what can you tell me about what you overheard? What can you tell me about what the source told you?
Well, I can confirm some delegates who are coming. You know, I mean, some of them, they tend to come every year. There's Richard Holbrooke, the Obama special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan. He'll be there. General Jack Keane, who I think he was in charge of your army at some point for some years. And interesting, a new name, I think, which is Marcus Agius, who's chairman of Barclays. And he's also senior non-executive director on the new BBC executive board. So it's interesting. The BBC may not be here covering the event live on the ground, but they do have someone inside. But actually, I mustn't badmouth the BBC because they put me on the radio this morning on Radio 4, the BBC, BBC Radio 4 Today program, and had a nice chat. And it wasn't.
Called this a loss of innocence last year because, I mean, you weren't really expecting to be clapped in irons.
I really wasn't. I wasn't quite expecting. I didn't have any idea, to be honest, what was going to happen at all. And, you know, to find yourself in a completely dystopian reality and with, an extraordinary overreaction
Let's recap for those that forgot what happened last year to a London Guardian reporter. You got video of it being followed, harassed, arrested. There'd be police all around you, and you'd say, stop following me. And they'd say, no one's following you. And you go to the police station to complain, and then you see the guys that have been following you there, and they say, you're not seeing any of that, sir. You're quite insane. And then they finally did arrest you. So recap that, and let's go back to this first look at Bilderberg 2010 and the valuable intel you've already ferreted out.
Well, 2009 was my loss of innocence, I sat there in the in the Athens. I had to run away to Athens because I was being chased around and arrested so much in Bouliagmeni, and I really wasn't trying to do anything at all. You described me early on as a daring reporter. You know, that couldn't be further from the truth. I spent all of 2009 trying not to get arrested. And, you know, my plan for 2010 is very much along the same lines, not get arrested. But, you know, last year I sat in an office in Athens opposite, you know, he was the head of the Athens state police that look after the parliament and after their government. So very high up. And, you know, I said, look, I've worked out, I realize who's been following me. It is you. It's your team. I've seen the guy in the loo just now, weirdly, and having been denied all the way along. And he just said, no, you didn't see a man. You didn't see a man. And, you know, I sat there and I thought, my God, that's a scene from a movie. You don't want to be sitting opposite someone telling you you haven't seen what you've just seen, because it makes you think, you know, you're going to start seeing ones and zeros and the matrix will melt away, and you think, you know, whatever. It's very unsettling.
But that's their psychological. I mean, they've got Von Rumpy, Brown, all of them announcing world government run by the bankers that have engineered the financial collapse. We have their documents from over a decade ago planning this. And then they'll announce world government and then say, but we're not setting up a world government, and you're quite insane if you believe in one. I'm afraid it doesn't exist.
I know. Look, I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of ringing up, reputable news agencies, and I'm not going to name any names, and speaking to, you know, people who work on their foreign news desk, and you say, well, I'm here in Spain covering the Bilderberg conference, and they go, the what? And, you know, I'm thinking, look, I mean, this is a big deal. It really is a big deal.
If you had 150, you've all heard it before, top football players meeting in secret, there'd be 50 helicopters above and 1,000 press. If you had 150 top Hollywood stars meeting in secret, and they've been doing it since 54, you'd have 1,000 helicopters and 5,000 press. But with this, it's just, oh, you don't see those black sedans pulling in. You don't see the troops with machine guns. You don't see police dogs. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that, do you know what? I don't have a problem with a bunch of financiers and business people getting together to meet up to determine how to fleece, you know, me and whoever, or to sell me whatever mobile phone or anything. I don't care. They can strategize to their heart's content. But you know, we've got a new coalition in Britain, and what David Cameron and who's an ex-Bilderberg and Nick Clegg like to talk about at the moment is transparency and openness, and they want that in our politics. You know, that they, you know, whatever, let's find out whether that's the case, but they do keep saying we want transparency and we want openness.
Well, that's like Obama. He said he's going to be the most transparent. He's more secretive than Bush. It's always the opposite with these guys when they tell you something.
Yeah, well, and do you know what? It would be nice if, in the spirit of openness and transparency, we simply knew which elected officials went to this four-day meeting and what they talked about in terms of policy.
Because they are setting policy in there, and it's against the law in the U.S., the Logan Act. Now, did you hear about Daniel Estulin testifying before the European Parliament?
I did, yes, extraordinary.
So what's your take on that?
That's a step in the right direction, you know. I mean, it's being talked about. The word is being, you know, the word is being talked about and normalized, and you just want people to go, you know, when people talk about the Bilderberg conspiracy, it's not a, I keep saying it's not a conspiracy, it's a meeting. It's a conference. It's a four-day conference.
Well, see, they put that stereotype on it. They put it on you. You're like, hey, there's rich elite. You know, they're robbing us of the banking system. You know, they're meeting in there. We've gotten their minutes, and they just go, oh, you didn't take your medication. It's just a way to disregard what you're saying and always make the debate about whether it exists or not, instead of having a debate about should these private bankers be setting up a global police state to fully extract all our wealth from us.
That's exactly it. I am so sick of every time one mentions any kind of, you know, I don't know what to call it, geo machinations or any kind of global strategy or any, you talk about any kind of large, you know, large financial stroke economic military industrial, whatever you want to call it, you start talking in those terms and you get told, oh, you put on your tin hat. And you know what? I'm so bored to the back teeth of that.
And that's just a rationalization. Hitler and Goebbels both said good propaganda is simple and mindless and speaks to people's own laziness. Well, guess what, folks? The banks are imploding the economy. They are setting up a world government. You can read Charlie Skelton's great columns at the London Guardian while he's there reporting, and we'll put that up on screen on TV for folks. You can also go to his website. Tell us the best ways to read your reportage while you're there in Spain covering our owners.
Go to the Guardian website. So if you just go to guardian.co.uk, you will, I'm sure, find me somewhere. Put in the word Bilderberg.
Yeah, Charlie Skelton, Bilderberg, it's all over the place. Now expanding on this, because I segued into what happened to you last year, what type of security are you seeing? What's some of the other intel you picked up from inside the Club Bilderberg?
Well, in terms of just the security, it's, you know, it's the same thing. It's absolutely immense. You know, there are just dozens and dozens of police cars. There are dozens and dozens of riot police vans. I mean, they are kitting themselves up as if they're about to be attacked by, you know, 100,000 heavily armed troops. Whereas in fact, there are, you know, there's maybe two dozen, you know, very nice, kind people sitting outside who are a little bit clued up. We're sitting outside this police cordon, just saying, you know, I'm not quite sure that what is going on up the hill is exactly right. I'm not quite sure the people up there are strategizing in my interests, or in fact in the interests of the majority of human beings on the planet. And you know, and they're there, and they're saying their little thing, and they're holding their signs, and you know, a few meters away are people that, you know, machine guns and you know, police helicopters circle ahead, and you just think, what exactly are they expecting? I mean, seriously, I mean, who are they expecting to come running up that hill?
Well, they know they're identified, and they know we're looking at them, and they can't be happy that 10 years ago you'd see no news about Bilderberg. Now you Google the term, there are hundreds of articles a day in prestigious publications admitting Queen of the Netherlands, Prince of Holland, representatives of the British royalty, the Spanish royalty. They're all there, and people are going, wow, there really is an elite. And how dumb we were to be told no children, you know, elites don't exist. You know, Spain doesn't exist. Sitges doesn't exist. You know, the city they're meeting in. None of it exists. Go back to sleep. The bankers love you.
Yeah. They don't love us. You know, they don't love us. They don't even, they barely hate us. I think they just treat us as ones and zeros.
Now, this source in the hotel, what are they saying they're going to help you get info throughout the conference?
No, I think that's closed up. It was purely why we were there in contact. You know, I mean, you've got to understand that the people running the conference, they're all kinds of different people. You know, there are people who just simply are there to put up the lighting rigs. There are people there simply, you know, moving in crates of watermelons into the, you know, there's lots of people. It requires a lot of manpower.
No, I mean, there's the maids, there's the security people, yeah. There's the police. But larger than that, and I'm not telling you what to do, but I've always tell Tucker this, I tell all of them this, because it seems 101 to me, but then I'm always in a hurry to get back to it. I don't do it. I need to go to Bilderberg 3 or 4 days before, be there during it, covering it when I'm kicked out, and then the real intel is after they leave, going back in and taking your time interviewing all the insiders, and beforehand getting them to dig stuff out of the trash for you like Jim Tucker does. But final segment, give us a bird's eye view, kind of a preview of the info you're going to be giving us on Friday when you join us. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter, reporting from Bilderberg in Spain 2010. And we got Tucker and others joining us tomorrow. This is going to be extremely informative. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tulsay Sitges Luxury Armored Resort in Sitges, Spain. We've got shots from the hotel website up on screen. Where this group of scallywags is meeting. bunch of eugenicists who believe the earth belongs to them. They've already got all the wealth. They stole it. Now they want you out of here. They're building their extermination grid to get rid of all the feral humans right now, and they're teaching you how to love your enslavement. We're going back to Charlie Skelton here in just a moment. Our continued Bilderberg coverage, at least 1 hour today, throughout the rest of the week, and then a little bit into next week with the aftermath of it. Always key intel gleaned and garnered during this time. Other key articles that are up on the network website, GCN, that's GCN, live.com. Iran to dump 45 billion euros for gold bullion and dollars. Al-Qaeda number three killed again. This by Steve Watson. Very important article. They just killed these guys over and over again, never retract the last time they kill them. U.S. Mint sells more gold coins in May than any month since January 99. Put patients and doctors back in control of health care. Key article by Ron Paul at TCNLive.com. Secret of Bilderberg Club, ready for protest. London Times. We've got Ray McGovern, Obama's timidity and death at sea, dealing with his perspective on the Israel boarding situation. That's all up at GCNLive.com. In the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, I want to thank Charlie Skelton for giving us his first exclusive. I look forward to his report on Friday at the end of the Bilderberg meeting or near the end. It ends Saturday. But if you do start getting arrested or harassed, we're going to check in with you tomorrow. I want to get you on before Friday, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I really hope that's not the case, but yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I got arrested just flying into Canada, and they screamed and yelled at me and said, "You're here for the conference, you bleeping piece of filth, you American garbage." So, I mean, they do this to basically everybody. But in the last 3-4 minutes we've got left, other key tidbits of data that you got while you were inside the resort before they threw you out.
Well, do you know what? I've got a few things, but I just want to say that you know, my role here is not. I don't really see myself as trying to, you know, get that intel and to, you know, I do have some stuff which I'll, you know, I'm holding a little bit back, to be quite honest with you, to write about in The Guardian. But that's terrible, isn't it?
But no, it's not. No, I mean, we'll get full details in The Guardian, but tell us more. I mean, tell us some of what you picked up.
Well, no, do you know what? I'd like to just talk about what I picked up from putting together. I've been trying to sort of put together a little bit of a kind of, I guess you call it a press campaign for Bilderberg 2010. And, you know, I put together a website called trilever.com, TRILEVER.com. And, you know, and I'm putting up press releases there, as it were, almost on behalf of Bilderberg. And, you know, I've been ringing up the news agencies. And I rang up you'll enjoy this one. I rang up BBC Foreign News Desk, it was for the TV. And, you know, I preface this by saying I've had a lot of good experience with the BBC over the last few days. And you know, I'm due to do an interview.
So you're trying to get the mainstream media, you're trying to get the mainstream media to report on this.
Yeah, exactly. That's my role here. I really do see that as what I'm trying to do. And I rang up the BBC Foreign News Desk of their TV news section. You know, I'm negotiating with them about the story, about what they might do with it, and you know, I'm feeding them ideas for stories. I ring back the next day, and the guy goes, "Oh yeah, Bilderberg's been taken off our diary." And I said, "Sorry, what?" And he said, "Yeah, look, it wasn't my decision." And he sounded quite shifty.
Can you tell us his name? Because that's big news that BBC was hot on this, and then the story got killed.
Do you know what? I can't remember his name. I've written it down, though, somewhere.
Was this with BBC TV or BBC Radio?
I think it was BBC TV News, and it was they said it's been taken off the diary, and he said it wasn't my decision, and...
We're almost out of time. We'll talk to you again Friday, but any other key info that we're going to be looking for in The Guardian in more detail?
Sorry, I'm just going to be rambling on as usual and seeing what's what I'm trying to...
All right, well, Mr. Skelton, we're out of time. We're glad you're there. We'll check in with you again tomorrow if anything breaks, but for sure on Friday. Thank you so much. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.